to the Nutramedical Report. And today, first hour, it's a big treat for those out there that like to call in. It is Open Lines, hour number two, Twyland, Alan Morrison, our scientist. And hour three, of course, our firing line, when we, it's the only hour of the week we actually don't take any callers, because we're going to answer your questions on health and wellness issues, spiritual issues, or any other issue if you like, but primarily health and spiritual, with our host, Michelle, my wife, who's amazing at gathering not only your calls at 888-212-8871 line, but also direct email and reviewing many of the consult requests we have. Believe me, we have a lot every week from all over the world, from doctors and patients. Now, I want to start off with a couple of things. I looked early this morning at a very interesting post on the Republic Broadcasting.org website. And of course, I had Kevin Baird, who I've had on the show before, from 9/11 scholars and engineers, looking into 9/11. And he made a lot of correct conclusions, although I want to extend it a little further, because 9/11 is coming up in a few months, and it will be the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Now, the 28 pages is coming out. The Senate has done a bipartisan bill to allow Americans to sue Saudi Arabia, but will they allow them to sue the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, who are the trigger fingers and nuclear agents, or sue U.S. Space Command and NORAD that actually put false icons on the screen? So Kevin Barrett did made the correct conclusion when he looked at the CIA list of people with special visas with a number that indicated that they were these Saudis, were not one of them was on these planes. And number two, it wasn't just Saudis, by the way, it was from people from Morocco and other countries. Number two, that these were CIA operatives, many of them even staying in homes also of FBI agents. 9/11 was a war game. It wasn't just an inside job. It wasn't just a collaboration with the CIA using Israeli Mossad nuclear agents in the building under the auspices of Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush. His last day of working was 9/11. It wasn't just a disappearance of $2.3 trillion under Dov Zakheim, the comptroller of the Pentagon. It wasn't just the placing of aircraft parts 2 months before 9/11 inside the building in the same sector that was completed by the British with Kevlar windows and titanium alloyed steel girders. It wasn't just the scam in the media where they announced the fall of Building 6 before it actually fell. It wasn't just the scam that giant buildings could have 40% of its debris turned into an atomic vapor for anything other than nukes. It wasn't just the scam of people coming in that really are not qualified to speak. It is, you know, on issues such as Professor Jones talking about thermite being used as an explosive to demolish the building, when he really showed that he was completely unqualified to say he's a professor of physics, or Judy Wood to pretend that she understands what directed energy weapons are. I know personally the people in U.S. Space Command and Radar Command and NORAD, and I can tell you that 9/11 was a war game. We'll be having Mark Gaffney back on. He has an anniversary book coming out, who did the 9/11 mystery plane and Black 9/11. I'm going to also try to get back Kevin Barrett and other experts. And I'm putting together, kind of before the anniversary, I'm going to be putting together a documentary video and an ebook amalgamating all the things, including the things I know firsthand, which are because I had presidential level security clearance, took care of the Oklahoma City Murrah building, worked with the federal government on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the CDC and the FBI. And I met with them again, by the way, 6 months before 9/11. They told me there was going to be some war games going on in New England. And when I asked them further questions, they said it was New York City. They talked about the idea of micro-nukes, of anthrax released, and other so-called war games. And I looked very stark at them, like, I hope this isn't going live. Now, one of the rules you need to know is that just like in London, with a bombing underneath the carriages of the subways, whenever they have a war game, it is always a platform for it going live. 9/11 was a war game. It was not run by Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, a Saudi, a very tall Saudi in renal failure, who was an engineer, actually managed the largest engineering project outside the United States at the cost of $55 billion. North of Riyadh to build a large airbase outside the city of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It was not just a quote Zionist plot by Israel alone. Israel was just the functionaries. Yeah, when they came over and had the dancing Israelis dancing around and documenting in film form the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Remember, this is a collaboration of the PNAC, the Project for the New American Century, that the wife of Mr. Cruz, Heidi Cruz, was involved in not only crafting the North American Free Trade Agreement documents, but also the PNAC documents, the Project for the New American Century. It's not America. It is America as a dominant force in a trade zone, Trade Zone 3, in a globalist CFR-dominated project to create a whole new world order, a world without national borders, which is why we see Obama continuing this project and Hillary, and the thing that would stifle it is Donald Trump. And I can tell you without any doubt whatsoever, the powers that want to have a Jezebel spirit in the White House to destroy America and make it part of a new world order, a globalist police state with a vastly reduced world population. That's why the virtual, it's called the Resilient Cities Project, has met many times. It's supposed to be over 36 times in the White House with Mr. Obama. And if you look at the website, Deagle, DEAGEL.com, interesting, it's a play on my name with the L and E reversed. It's a military site dealing with military hardware, but it projects that the United States population will be reduced from 2014, 317 million, to only 65 million by 2025, which is now, less than 9 years away. We also have to understand that the documents that were put together for the Patriot Act were written years before the Patriot Act was launched on the population. We have to understand that the Obamacare Act is not primarily about health care at all. In fact, it was purposely designed to blow up health care, to have death panels, to have even as a ICD-9 code for treatment, the guillotine. It was designed to have a chipping of the population. In fact, when I met with a senior Lockheed Martin technician who passed me the actual documents at Lockheed Martin's facilities in Colorado in October of 1998, the actual plan for the global chipping of the entire population of Earth, the use of biometrics and tracking, and the Virtual World Project, which I said I'm going to be releasing this year, a comprehensive review on what the Mark of the Beast is and why it is coming from America. And what you understand, people say, well, how can you be in all these places and know all these things? God had my day timer. And I can tell you from first-hand evidence, now that we have Karen Barrett coming out, and Kevin Barrett and the 9/11 scholars, now that we have many other people like Mark Gaffney and others, it's all coming together that you're realizing that on the 15th anniversary of 9/11, this can of worms is being opened. And Bush crime family, of course, when the book came out with Roger Stone on the Bush crime family, you saw very quickly Jeb Bush drop out of the race because he has the goods on him. The same way as there's going to be 8 films released on Hillary Clinton and how corrupt she is. The highest level female witch, Mason, in the Western world. In fact, if you look at the documentaries, she's been going back and forth to California to a coven every month for many, many years. You have to understand her family were warlocks and witches, literally. Not just imaginatively or some kind of simulation. They were involved with all kinds of horrendous and evil things that started from her childhood when she was literally sacrificed by her family. Now, if you think out there that I'm making this up, you're delusional. This is not easily fought. And believe me, I have gone through living hell to know the truth and to live through the truth and to tell you the truth. And as I said before, my definition of nice is I will not lie to you to make you like me or think that I'm correct because I make it look palatable. But I am brave, compassionate, and determined to tell you the truth. Now, God's given me special skill sets and places to be. I've seen Tier 1 science in multiple times. I've been recruited to work in nuclear physics at MIT. I've been recruited to work on the Super Soldier Program in 1978 at UCLA. I had security clearance at presidential level working on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with the Reserve Admiral John Hughes in 1997. And I worked at U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars with their employees as a civilian. They had contracts to civilians because they could easily just terminate them. for most of the most classified projects you can imagine on Earth and in space. And I know a lot more than I'm talking about. 90% of what I know, I have not ever talked about. In fact, I don't even tell my wife. You have to understand it's now time for me to start releasing some of this information. So if you ask me a direct question, I'll try to give you a direct answer. But with Kevin Barrett now coming out in the 28 pages and the fact that people are going to sue, they're going to start pulling on that string of the sweater of Saudi Arabia, and that string is going to go back to the CIA and the Mossad nuclear agents, who are simply contract agents to use micronukes in the building to demolish the central core and RDX, which is the cutter, to cut the outside joists of the building, because that's how it was constructed. I actually got the U.S. geological data on the debris, including the 55 times higher level of tritium in Building 6. I've actually the radiological and anomalies and the other that indicated it was a nuke, or chain of pearls of nukes down the center of the building. And, of course, when you have a nuclear explosion, it releases a tremendous amount of X-rays that superheat the air and objects around them, and a neutron flux. And all those anomalies, including the aluminized mirrors on vehicles outside, plenum chambers, air conditioning units, cell phone repeater towers, everything, all the anomalies fit perfectly that this was a nuclear demolition that was done. It was a self-inflicted wound. It's like having two ancient armies lined up across a plane of battle in ancient times, and one side takes out their children and sacrifices them right in front of the enemy and shows the enemy just what how vicious they would be to them when they get in battle and the other side runs. This happened when the Muslims came through Transylvania, and Vlad the Impaler, which by the way is an ancestor of the current Queen of England, Vlad took the captives of the Muslims and stuck their heads on posts all through the forests. And when they realized just how vicious Vlad was, the Muslim invaders ran and tried not to engage the Transylvanians, the Dacians. So you have to understand, this is the kind of insanity and evil. I mean, we're not just talking about the, quote, Zionists thinking about the state of Israel. Zionism is much bigger than that. Zionism is a global control of the planet. It's transhumanism. It's Satanism in its reverse flower. It is massive population reduction. It is polluting the planet to desertify the North Pacific by not fixing Fukushima Daiichi. It's continuing post-geriatric nuclear reactors that they continue to produce tritium, thorium, and other isotopes. It's an economic system that keeps the third world poor. It makes people flood into areas like America because their own economies are collapsing or their social systems are in a disarray. It's weather modification with technologies, which I've said repeatedly, I know specific technological details, so they can, over the last 20-plus years, desertify most of the Muslim countries, driving them into their large cities, and then, with apocalyptic dialogue, push them by Hiraj into Europe, America, Australia, and other Western countries as the third woe, as Jonathan Gray says. And this is, of course, one of the last end-time signs. Now, I can tell you, I do not know the day or the hour, but the signs are coming close. It's like we're sitting in a boat coming close to a dock, and we know pretty soon someone's going to have to throw the rope to bring the boat in and pull them into the dock. And we can hear a clang clang as we are coming close because we can see the lighthouse. We can see the fog starting to lift, and we know that we're getting closer because we have specific buoy markers. Those buoy markers are showing up now. The last major buoy marker was last September with the tetrad blood moons and the super solar eclipse. It was right over Israel. Israel is being taken and has been taken, was set up as a satanic state. It was a communist state initially. It is run by what's called Talmudic Jews, which really isn't a proper name for them because they're not Jew. The word Jew in ancient Hebrew means praiser. That's why King David, who is a praiser, said that God inhabits the praises of his people. He literally incarnated in the flesh of King David. And by the way, also in the flesh of a prostitute, Rahab, who was a co-conspirator to try to help the Hebrews when they went around the city that fell because of the blowing of the trumpets. So what we need to understand is this current election cycle in America is not just for America. I certainly am very hopeful, and we need to pray for Trump, that in his anger, and he probably knows a lot more about what really is going on than he pretends. For example, one thing that came out was that he knew about theater air defense, which is a missile to hit a missile. He may not know about our rods from God or depleted uranium rods with what's called linear accelerator tubes in space that can shoot a meter or 2 meter long DU rod at over 25,000 miles an hour toward the ground, and when it hits, it creates the effect of a nuclear explosion without a thermal signature of a nuke. He didn't explain or understand or talk about it publicly yet about things like such as the idea that America is present in space. In fact, if you go to Space Command, one of the things they have is a pillar that says we are pressing in all four spheres, under the oceans, on the land, and in space. And the words, the very first words of the director of U.S. Space Command on July 10th, 1994, to me and my colleague, Dr. Grodnick, when we were taken by our guide. And by the way, I went down another time with Dr. Grodnick and saw considerably more. is we have to understand that the very first comment he made was, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. And I said, you mean the moon? And he got really angry. He said, this is a come-to-Jesus talk, Doc. You need to not freak out when you find out what we're really doing, what Tier 1 science and what we're doing in space. It is centuries ahead of what you think we have, and we are the prescient and supreme power of Earth. And we control every cubic centimeter here between here in space and Mars. And we have our interplanetary vehicles that police this area, the Aurora vehicles, which, by the way, were to come out of service in 2010 with a replacement being introduced. You have to understand, we at the one time our jet aircraft have to sacrifice old aircraft in museums to get parts, as Donald Trump has said recently. On the other hand, Obama has taken our missile systems that have at least 3 missiles on it, and previously our Minuteman missiles that had 10 missiles on it, and unilaterally build down our nuclear forces in the face of Russia and China building up their nuclear forces. This is all designed to bring over a global new world order. But the ultimate control is not nuclear, it's digital. The ultimate control is the virtual world project at Schriever Air Force Base, which has a vertical dimension down to 1.5 centimeters of tolerance with an icon and a cybernetic model of every building, every roadway, every person in the first and second world in cyberspace. And I'm going to bring out this information this year, so you're going to see the full panorama of the incredibly intelligent and very incredibly evil plans. So when we talk about Zionism, it's a much bigger thing. It not only deals with issues here on Earth, but in space and in the spiritual realm, and in the galactic realm with the Draco-Reptilian Empire, with the rise of the high-level demonic Masonic orders taking over the planet, with the singularity of life extension. In fact, I talked to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, and I'll try to see if I can catch him on a break here. Ron, of course, told me just even several times, but in more detail a few weeks ago, how 3 years ago he was at the World Economic Forum, and they tried to suppress life extension. In fact, they were going to give recommendations in the World Economic Forum to make it outlaw any life extension, nutraceuticals, technology, etc., even stem cell research, because they wanted to push transhumanism. They want to reduce the lifespan of the regular population, increase their disease, substitute and give polypharmacy and stack vaccines, even vaccines that DARPA has developed, that can lock the MDA receptor down and take out what's called the effect of the God genes and make you want to have a higher spiritual life. So if people don't realize that they are treating us like lab rats and that we are guinea pigs in a global matrix, if they don't understand that we've been given anti-money, you're delusional. And this is the place to find out and remove your delusion. We're going to do a delusionectomy on you today. And if you're brave enough, as I say with Sarah Bareilles' song, I want to see you be brave. Kevin Barrett went a long way in terms of scholarly finding out that the IDs for all these Saudis and pilots, who were, by the way, not one of them was on these jets, were completely an operation of the CIA.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The NutraMedical Report. Again, remember what's going on here. It's a battle for the soul, the collective soul of not only America, but all nations on earth, and that God wants strong nations. He doesn't want a global trade zones. He doesn't want a global, centrally controlled, a satanic government. He's going to start removing evil. Let's see. I got a message here for my board op. So, yeah, what we're going to try to do is I have several people we're going to try to see if we can contact during this hour. And if we can catch them, sometimes it's easier to catch them than on a schedule because they're very busy people, people like Dr. Ron Klatz, Dr. Ed Ward, that collaborated with me years ago on evidence for the demolition of the World Trade Center. He gave me a considerable amount of data. Also, I work with two nuclear physicists, a high school physics teacher, and a munitions expert from Finland. Those documents are still present, by the way. Over at Clay and Iron. You can see where Silverstein actually contracted with this munitions expert in 1998, 3 years before 9/11, to actually bring about the demolition of the World Trade Center towers with use of nukes and Bruce Vardy X. So it wasn't just speculation that this was used. This is what these munition experts and physicists actually figured. And the amount of terajoules... here's a second here... That brought about the 9/11 Twin Towers meltdown and demolition that occurred in a picosecond, where it raised the temperature of those girders to 50,000 to 100,000 degrees, turned them into an atomic vapor, anything that was paramagnetic, including concrete that contains water. It's actually a paracrystalline liquid that moves slowly over many centuries. It turned people into an atomic vapor, burst their cells at superheated steam at 50 to 100,000 degrees. Paper, which is not paramagnetic, was blown out the windows. But anything that contained water or metals, such as aluminum, et cetera, which are paramagnetic metals, were also superheated and turned to atomic vapor, including iron. So you have to understand what's really going on here is it was a self-inflicted wound because of the satanic global elite. And if you look at the group called the Hillbillies at Bohemian Grove, that is the Bush family. That's the name of their lodge there. If you look at the collaboration even of George Bush Sr.'s father in World War II to support the Nazis through banking, in fact, he was fined, I think, $1.5 million back in the Second World War, didn't spend any time in prison. And, of course, I'm sure he wrote off that fine because it's part of the global elite. People need to understand this, that we are being ruled over by a satanic global elite that have a financial agenda, have a genetic agenda, have a geopolitical agenda, and an agenda to create a new world religion, which the Pope, and which is the Pontifex, and the POTUS, the President of the United States, and 72 world leaders sealed last year, called Agenda 2030. This is really isn't open to argument. A lot of people would like to argue about things that are just cold-faced facts. 40% of the debris of the World Trade Center was not in the pile ending up in the Great Kills landfill at Staten Island. The only sites that were radioactive from space and helicopter within a year after 9/11 was the Great Kills demolition site where a lot of the debris went, and the Israeli embassy in New York City, because the Israeli embassy had nukes, just like Israel is a branch of the CIA, has nukes in every capital of every country on Earth. And Israel is just a tool of the CIA. It's a manufactured entity of the British American Empire, the young lions of the empire. And these are apostate, demonic, if you want to call it, minions. And, of course, as we talked about this yesterday with Leo Lyon-Zagami, who will be back next Thursday, you have to understand what's really going on here is we are moving very quickly toward a time of economic chaos, a time of military chaos, and a time of religious chaos because the churches have lost their way. Most of the churches aren't preaching relationship with the Most High God and an activism that does not fear mankind, including up to death. We don't teach or preach this, so we all want to preach a good old niceness gospel where we have to be nice enough that people like to be like us. When in fact, that's not what Jesus taught. He told us to be compassionate to each other and treat each other like they are ourselves. He told us to love the Most High God first. He said among these two things all of the commandments fall. What's being taught is not relationship, but real lies going on, otherwise known as religion. So that's what's happening in our world. And I think people should start to understand what's happening. For example, Hillary, Bill bragged about sleeping with 2,000 women, believe it or not. This is another thing on Drudge Today. Mexico buckles under midnight surge to USA at the limit. And by the way, last night they had an earthquake here in Borrego Springs, 74 miles from here. It's 5.2. That's a big one. It's connected to San Andres.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by Get the Tea. com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and you're welcome to call in with any questions or comments. So that video on the front, by the way, I had a real good discussion with our board op. By the way, the guys here at Republic are absolutely fantastic. They are top-notch board ops, and I am so happy here. As I say, I'm going to suffer from sprained grinning here of my facial muscles, I think, from being over at RBN Republic Broadcasting. And by the way, it's not just radio. I don't even like to use the term, and I think I agree with Dan. We just talked. It's multimedia. If you go to our link now, which we're posting up, it brings you to the Deagle Network. We have every kind of multimedia. We feed to every RSS feed of every audio and video on the planet now. We have a customized YouTube channel, Pro Vimeo channel, Livestream Pro channel, and every RSS video feed on every country on the planet, we feed audio and video. So, and by the way, if you do want to contact and call in even on the video, all you have to do is go to Skype and go in and sign up to and request a contact in NutriMedical1, in lowercase, N-U-T-R-I Medical1, number 1. And once we accept it, you can actually leave a call question just by typing it into the Skype, or we can even bring on audio. So in those live videos, we're also setting up to have multi-site video conferences. So in other words, rather than having to travel, we're going to have experts from Germany and South America and around America and anywhere other countries on their own cameras remotely, and we can do these live and without any need for travel or buying conference areas, which means the cost of you participating in these conferences will be minimal. And once that's all set up, we'll be doing those probably on a monthly basis to have a monthly, if you want to call it, super conference that'll deal with many, many issues. I think you'll find it very useful. It'll be minimal cost, no travel. and it'll also be video on demand afterwards. So that's what another thing we're working on. So again, multimedia is what we're involved with here, trying to get the truth out to you. And our audience, I can tell you this from our own research, because you have to look at our audience. Since I've left Genesis now 2 months ago, they continue to play my rebroadcast of my shows against my will. But believe it or not, our audience numbers are now number one on their network, not number two anymore. So we've even passed the big AJ. And I want you to understand, we have audience now on RSS feeds all over the planet, which add our numbers, video all over the planet, and also our feeds to our stations, and we're trying to expand those as well. But the stations are going to have to pull a lot of time off of the RSS feeds when it's convenient for them to play it. That way they can play the show whenever they want to, just going to the archives. Now, last night, I just looked at the map for the earthquake, and it's a big one. And we are heading toward the Cascadia subduction zone, fault line zone. And that usually is the next area to hit because it hit Alaska in last year. It's very likely we're going to have an earthquake, one chance in each year of 300 of an earthquake. That's what we call a Dance of the Thunderbird off the coast of Vancouver, Washington State, and Oregon. In Northern California, that chance is very high that there'll be a subduction that'll cause a tsunami and an earthquake that'll be in the range of 9.1 to 9.3. The next area that's likely to translate is energy transfer down to the San Andreas Fault System. The vertical upthrust zone in Los Angeles, downtown L.A., is actually a meter. If it moves 6 inches, it'll destroy most of Los Angeles. You have to understand that the movie San Andreas was predictive programming with The Rock in it. You have to understand that if they use noise-canceling technology and telluric currents, they could actually make microquakes, 300-plus microquakes a day, you wouldn't even feel them, versus a macroquake that'll destroy gas lines, electricity, overpasses, topple buildings, and kill many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. And I've stated this repeatedly, just like I've stated over 7 years, the technology to build tokamak fusion nuclear reactors. And then last February, 2015, they came out and specifically talked about that. We also know what's triggering off a lot of illness, including the massive explosion of dementia, heart failure, diabetes, and other conditions, as toxic radiotoxins, bisphenol A and endocrine disruptors, and things that interfere with insulin like growth factor 1. And I've added to my protocol, we have a caller, John in Tennessee, had a question about Hillary in relation to Aleister Crowley. Go ahead, John, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Beagle. You know, enjoyed what you said about God has your path set for you.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he has my day timer.
He has mine as well, because the book says that he orders our steps.
Oh, absolutely. And even when we're suffering, we need to offer it up in praise to God, because our suffering is His glory. How's that?
Amen. Here's what I'm wondering. I came across something about 7 or 8 years ago during the 2008 election, the campaign. I believe that, and I can't prove it, but that Hillary Clinton was involved in 1947 in Alamo working with Jack Parsons and... what's his name? The other one.
You're talking about JPL, Jet Propulsion Labs, here
right.
in Pasadena.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, it's my evidence, it's my information that that's actually the coven that she's involved with, flying back and forth every month for many years.
I had something happen. It was remarkable. I can't prove anything. It's just that I know God does the same thing with me. He shows me things.
Right.
I believe she is involved in that satanic ritual. Experimentation was going on in 47. So am I correct? Is that the same information?
What was the ritual you're referring to? Are you talking about like the Eyes Wide Shut type ritual or what?
No, like back in when Crowley was involved in it, it was called Babylon Working. When the people from JPL and, what's his name, the Dianetics, Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons were involved.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is open what's called an astral plane window between the demonic realm, which is a parallel dimension, the higher realm, the spirit realm. Because remember, demons and Satan inhabit the spirit realm, which is the realm above us. They're not the underworld, they're the overworld. People need to understand that the spirit world is actually creates a physical hologram of our physical world. And Satan pollutes the souls and the intention fields that create our world to create hell on earth, literally.
So what I'm asking, I guess, is that do you believe that Hillary Clinton is a result of that experimentation?
Well, you got to understand. Remember, I mentioned this, and I'll backtrack a little bit. At birth, I was a footling breech. The cord in the foot popped out, and Dr. Ollie's popped the leg back up inside and did an emergency C-section on me. And at birth, on February 15th, 1952, I was supposed to be born in Valentine's, but I was 5 minutes late, so I was born on the 15th. I was pronounced dead on arrival, DOA. And after 26 minutes in the last rites, they were to take me off to the morgue. And I came back, and they said, well, if you survive, you'll die, you know, from brain death. In a matter of days, and I didn't. I obviously came back. At 8 and a half, I had a French surgeon who was in the Colchester County Hospital in Toronto, Nova Scotia, because my dad was Canadian, my mom was American from Fargo, North Dakota, and I was living in Toronto, Nova Scotia, and I had very bad tonsillitis. The French surgeon did a guillotine-type little device on my tonsil and cut an artery in my neck, and I bled to death. I mean, to death. I died. I went to heaven, and I actually confronted and literally spoke specifically, directly, face-to-face, like my ancestor Moses was God. And he showed me heaven. He showed me the great city. He showed me things that would be in lineal time, because he told me it was the eternal now. There's no past, present, or future for God. God is all omniscient and omnipotent, and there are no dimensions. And he told me many things that I'm still not permitted to tell, but I'm starting this year. And the totality would be equivalent to being with God for not 5 minutes or 5 seconds or 5 days or hours or weeks, but 500 years. So I know things that now as an adult, almost 65 next February, that I know I've never read or heard of from any other human being on the planet that I know firsthand. At the last thing, he said, well, what's your decision? He said, if you do not cross this little wooden bridge in the clouds there, or the silver cord will break. I said, what is that? He says, the cord of living waters that connects your physical body with your soul. And you can see it in Genesis, called the silver cord. And I said, what am I to do? He said, I'll show you. And all of a sudden, he didn't appear as he was Yeshua Jesus, which had a white tunic on with a golden margin and a broad golden sash. And he had he had shoes that were like leather, but they shone like brass. And he had holes in his wrists, not his hands, his wrists and his ankles, not his feet. And he had vertical hatch marks across his forehead, where the crown of thorns had been shoved down, and his beard, which is reddish, auburn, was pulled out in chunks, and there were areas where there was blood on them. This is when I first saw him. And you can see his forehead swollen from the trauma he had been through. Then, of course, he transformed when he went through heaven. But when he brought me to the clouds, I was 400 miles above the earth, and I looked down, and I said, oh my gosh, and I was giddy, because I could see the shimmering horizon as the sun was coming over the horizon. And as he said, behold my blue jewel, the earth. And I looked down and I said, it's beautiful. He said, yes. And then all of a sudden I heard a voice behind him said, behold the voice of the seven thunders. And I looked in, and now he was as God, the Father. His hair was white as wool, his eyes were a flaming fire, and he pointed with his index finger and his middle finger with his thumb across his forehead. And as he said, behold, I saw fireballs rising off the earth everywhere, especially over the continental United States. And each behold, more horrifying things would happen. Those mushroom clouds in the second behold turned to flashes or fireballs turned to mushroom clouds. Because he got angry with me. I said, oh, that looks like a light show. It's pretty. He looked at me like, you don't get it, kid. And by the third behold, I saw buildings toppling over like dominoes. I saw magma coming up and tsunamis mile high or higher striking the coast. I saw mothers slitting the throats of their children so they wouldn't suffer from what's coming. I saw cannibalism and horror that I just couldn't imagine. I started crying. And at the seventh, and I saw a cloud of coming across the horizon that was blotting out the sun, and a meteor storm striking the earth. And I saw actually the crust of the earth slide on the actual mantle. I saw the actual crust of the earth, the actual continents moving. Every island and everything was moving. And I said, why did you show me this? He said, at the time of the end, you will know, and you will tell my people. Now, at 14, at 14, I met my great uncle Michael, Mikhail Naima, and he had kept the document. He'd never been married, but he was the eldest of the family. He was supposed to pass on to the eldest of the eldest, which was me. at 14, but he told me that these documents were passed on from the first Kohen Gadol at the time of the Sanhedrin of Jesus, because a colleague of John of Arimathea was my ancestor, Naima, whose name was given from the Naomi tribe when the lineal line of Moses married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Naimas. So they were blood descendants of Moses, and they became Maronite Christians in Israel, and lived there north of Israel in the Bishkint, or in a little town outside of Beirut, for 2,000 years. And of course, they were driven out of there by the Druze and the Muslims. In the 11th century, my ancestor actually fought them and personally killed, according to the records. And by the way, these were kept for 2,000 years older than the oldest Vulgate Bible. And I still am trying to get these documents because my uncle, great uncle Michael, remarried, and I never got the documents, but he promised that I was supposed to receive them. But there was a prophecy given that one in the family line would become a witness at the time of the end to the tribes of Ephraim, which are now the northern tribes of Europe, from the Danites to the Celts to the Germanic tribes, etc., at the time of the end. Now, people need to understand there's a great cloud of people we call the 144,000. That ceiling physically started, spiritually started, last September with the last blood moon. And a lot of people listening to now, those who see and hear and believe before the time of the end, that belief didn't come from their own mind or their own logic. It came from the Spirit of God bringing it to them. We are in the jaws of horror. The fact that we have someone like Hillary Clinton's high-level murdering, a high-level witch, who stares right at us and says, I don't think it'll have any effect whatsoever on the revealing of names of CIA agents that could compromise them, or the death in Benghazi of our ambassador, or any of these things. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And what people need to understand is we are in a fulcrum year right now where America is both, I call it Ephraimerica. So I'm a witness to Ephraimic tribes, and this is the head of the Ephraimic tribes, which, because America was founded by the ancient tribal names of the northern Europeans who founded America. And the reason why we're in great trouble right now is we've become apostate. We do not put God first. And the term I use for it is that we have received what's called hell. He has lost our love. You don't go to hell. You have a hellish position with God. Heaven starts today when you serve God, and hell is evident when the body drops away and you die. And where we're at right now in America is we have a last chance, the Trump card. And if Trump can tone his mouth down and not try to validate the maniacs that believe that he's some kind of racist or misogynist, which he's not, he just has a little bit of Asperger syndrome, and he's a slightly hypomanic, which is why he's successful. But he needs to tone his mouth down and think in compassion for all Americans. He does care about black Americans and Hispanic Americans. But the man, if he plays his cards correctly, he will become president. But if we don't, like the city of Nineveh, when they received their judgment and the king tore his garments and cried out, we had a 40-year period of peace because the people repented in Nineveh, which was a giant city. Back in the ancient world, it was 40 by 40 miles in the wall around it. It was so wide that they could actually run 3 chariots across the top of the wall.
So it was a 3-day journey. It was a 3-day journey to go through.
Right. So what people, we have to understand, we don't have any city that's even comparable today to Nineveh at the ancient world. We don't. And what's happening right now in America is a prescient superpower, but we are having a Department of Offense. We do not have a Department of Defense against electromagnetic pulse. The Iranians have specialized in even having fishing boats or platforms they could fire off 300 miles off our coast, an EMP weapon with a very low-yield nuclear weapon at 100,000 feet and could blow out all of our power systems and our distribution network. We're specifically setting ourselves out to be a victim. And this is, by the way, across both parties, Democrat and Republican. Obama and Bush make no difference whatsoever. That's why the establishment on both sides are so... why there's so much against Trump. If Trump does not get in, and if Hillary gets in, she will be the beast dictator, because the mark of the beast is going to come from America.
Well, let me ask you one more question with regards to Hillary. Back in 2008, when she was running, think it was it was 08.
Right.
She was running, and there were some terms that were used by the media. CNN had called Obama, you know, kind of like the Messiah. Hillary Clinton was called a whore by Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
Richardson was called Judas by James Carville. We had Barack Obama. And before anyone had put it out, I'd study a little bit of Hebrew.
Right.
I knew what his name meant. We had biblical connotations. So do you think it's possible that we're seeing not only... we're seeing Hillary as the whore of Babylon.
Oh, yeah. I'm no doubt whatsoever that if she doesn't get indicted, and it probably won't happen until after the Philly convention, if it doesn't happen, she will be president.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
And leave me, the people will, as it says in those days, it says in the book of Acts and James, it says in those days there shall come scoffers. And there are scoffers out there that don't believe this. Some of them, the worst of the scoffers that I've actually met are not atheists, agnostics, or even other religions, they're Christians. I have received more vile attacks from Christians on presenting them the truth, even just technical truths about 9/11, than any other group on earth. You find that a little shocking, John?
Not really, because I go through the same thing. You know, when the towers fell, I'm an ex-weapons mechanic from 40 years ago.
Right.
I'm an Air Force weapons mechanic. When they came down, I knew I was watching explosions.
Right.
But yet, when I tell them that it was orchestrated, they don't believe it.
It's not a matter of belief, you see. And this is the important point I made repeatedly, and I want to get this point across. You have to understand that even when you present a photographic or radiological or isotope evidence, their spirits are darkened, so even the facts will not sway them. Because remember, the power of Satan is over the intellect and over the emotions. And so these people are under the sway of Satan. And they go to a church that basically doesn't teach them relationship with the Most High God, so that every moment and every breath and every intention of their heart is a prayer, is an action that's first checked with the spirit and the will of the Most High. They want to go to Happy Church so they feel spiritual enough and righteous enough that they're, quote, God's chosen people, so they're going to get raptured out when things get bad. Sorry to tell you people out there that believe in the rapture, you've believed the lie. And by the way, the Aramaic Bible, which I have, and I have studied these things in Hebrew for years, is where the vulture is, there is the body. It's not a taking out of good to be raptured to heaven and then turn away when things look really bad down here. It's to take out the evil. And believe me, evil is going to be taken out. That process of taking out evil is going to be the apocalypse, the revealing of evil. When we see, for example, the 8 movies coming out about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, if she is not indicted, despite all these movies, America, and by the way, this is an indictment for you women, you blacks and Hispanics and others that vote for Hillary Clinton, when you know all these things, that means America is under grave judgment. This nation will be destroyed. It shall be said, and again, I'm going to just quote here, right from the, and I put this in my book, Clay and Iron, which I'm going to read the last paragraph of the first chapter of the scroll, which I'm releasing more scrolls and more information now. I put a hiatus for years because God told me, because you have a hard and arrogant people, do not give them prophetic words until it comes close to the time of the end when their spirits are prepared to receive the truth. So here it is. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Go forth once more unto a hard and arrogant people, a righteous people full of purpose and plans with my word on their lips, but a curse in their hearts. Turn you sheep from the pathway that leads to destruction and become my people again. Then I will heal your land and set my tent over you, and you will be my bride. But if you do not soon turn, then the day of my wrath I will set my face against you, and you will become only a whisper in the darkness. Oh, America. Pretty serious indictment. Take it to heart in prayer. Prayer is the most powerful thing we can do to come into the will of the Most High God. And believe me, America under grave judgment, when a majority of people, if she's not indicted this July or August, she will be president. God help us.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.